Hello, and welcome to episode 3. Today's subject revolves around attention, intention, and meditation. Attention. It's all we really have. You are listening to my voice, and thus your attention is on, well, me. Or perhaps you're multitasking, listening to my voice while driving or scrolling through Instagram or what have you. At any given moment, your attention is somewhere. And yes, when it comes to attention, nowhere is still somewhere. Much of our attention is subconscious, reacting to the infinitely spontaneous stimulus around us. Attention is a primal instinct towards survival, allowing us to make note of the world around us and react accordingly. Now, intention is, let's call it a subgenre of attention. Intention is the act of performing something, be it physically or mentally, with purpose. It is conscious attention towards a task. Much of what we do throughout our day is unintentional. Once again, this is our subconscious taking the reins and performing tasks akin to autopilot. How you hold your pencil, your posture while you sit, how quickly you eat, the list is almost endless. When we're young, we are taught with vigorous intention, shifting our focus onto the things we need to grow into functioning humans. Children's neuroplasticity, how quickly they can pick up and learn new skills, is unmatched by any other age group. In this intentionality, this focus and attention is learned, stored, and formed into intentionally unintentional tasks. If we had to make conscious thought of every little thing we did, washing the dishes, holding our fork, writing our name, heck, even walking, life would be incredibly laborious. Intention takes inherently more energy, but yields long-term results if one remains persistent. And finally, meditation. Well, I suppose I ought to set a scene, albeit a somewhat unfortunate one. Life is inherently stressful. The Buddhist philosophy is that life is suffering. We are piloting bodies that are prone to injury, ailments, inevitable degeneration, and death. And in conjunction with physical stress, there is mental stress, an affliction that can at times be debilitating. An endless slew of problems arise throughout our lives. Failing relationships, bad finances, horrible jobs, mental health, political corruption, once again, the list goes on and on and on. Throughout our life, there are things we cannot prepare for and things we cannot change, but there is one thing we do have control over. Our attention and our intentions when considering our attention. And now for the other side of the coin, the yin to the yang. Life is simultaneously beautiful. It is easy to get caught up in darkness and despair, that one forgets without light, darkness cannot exist. What we focus on, we become. And so I invite you for the rest of this episode to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Meditation is, in simple terms, to contemplate. So take a moment to shift your attention and meditate on the following questions, and there may be benefit in pausing between each question if you find it helpful. Which feelings do you give the most attention to? Do you feel like you have space to unwind? Do you give your positive energy to people that don't reciprocate it? Do you take time for yourself? How are you feeling right now? And finally, are you happy? However you answer these questions, there is no wrong answer. Moreover, a way of checking in with yourself. Congratulations, you have just completed an intentional check-in. Asking yourself intentional questions regarding how you're feeling is the prelude to meditation. Being consciously aware of how you're feeling may seem like a no-brainer, but as mentioned before, the brain defaults to autopilot. The first exercise, which can be ongoing, is the doorway check-in. Doorways, as we know, are liminal spaces, a space in which divides two spaces. After this episode, when walking through a doorway, pause and ask yourself, how am I feeling? It's that simple. Regardless of your response, your emotions are always valid. A lot of judgment is put onto how we are feeling, but there is always a reason behind how we are feeling. Instead of jumping to a conclusion that an emotion is bad or unwanted, become the observer. And yes, this is an abstract idea, but please bear with me. Let's say you're feeling frustrated and you walk through the kitchen door to the living room. Take a moment, recognize that frustration, and ask yourself, why am I feeling frustrated? Whatever the response, validate it and try to understand it. I'm feeling frustrated because Joe was rude to me at work today. It's perfectly reasonable. I'm frustrated because I wasn't invited to the party. Equally reasonable. And heck, you may even realize that your reaction or emotion was unreasonable, which is also reasonable and valid. We can't control how we feel, but we can control how we react. My mom told me growing up, you catch more flies with honey, which in short means that being amicable is better than the alternative, acting on impulse and souring a moment. The doorway check-in gives us a moment of reflection before going on with our day. To all those listening, please feel free to send me how this experience worked for you. You may find surprising results. Taking that one moment can truly be diffusing and liberating. So now you're checking in with your emotions, and perhaps you've taken it upon yourself to go beyond the exercise and check in without a doorway. Wonderful. You are a walking example of intention, paying attention to your feelings. It's very important. But let us now transition to our attention. It is, similarly to working out, a muscle that we grow and develop. It is also much harder to concentrate in a world of distraction. The whir of the city, social media, you know the drill. The list, it goes on and on and on and on. So, this next exercise is quite simple, but can be difficult in practice. And so we're all on the same page, we're essentially building the fundamental requirements towards making meditation easier. This practice doesn't have a formal name, so let's call it, the focus. At your convenience, find a space and a time in which you are free from responsibility. This could be at your kitchen counter, in a park, in your bed, at your desk, etc. If you are in a car or walking in a heavily congested area, however, please do not attempt this exercise. Pick a singular object, for example, a vase, your sleeping cat, a wind chime. You get the gist. Now, for 5 minutes, focus only on this object. Take note of all its details, the minute or grand differences in color, texture, size. Everything you can deduce from this object, please do so. And if another thought takes hold, put it aside and return to your concentration. This is perhaps the hardest part of this exercise. Once you have found your object, you can pause this episode and return once 5 minutes are up. And yes, in a world of constant motion, 5 minutes will drag on and on and on, but I promise it will end. Hello, and welcome back. I hope you enjoyed studying your object. Perhaps you were totally invested for all 5 minutes, although more than likely, you were probably bored. This is natural. The brain wants stimulation. But learning to focus on one thing is a powerful skill that ascends simple objects. This practice will become easier and easier and is a critical building block for the final lesson, meditation. All right, so let's try some meditation. But first, what is meditation? Yes, we understand in simple terms it is to contemplate, but on what? Meditation is wonderful in the sense that it is multifaceted. Meditation is the practice of using a technique, such as mindfulness, focusing on a thought, activity, or object, to train one's mental acuity and awareness, which in turn helps the individual to reach a greater sense of mental clarity and stability. And of course, there is a why when it comes to meditation. It is estimated that 200 to 500 million people meditate worldwide. To put that in perspective, the United States population is approximately 329.5 million. Mind you, this meditation statistic is diluted across the entire globe, but approximately 30 million or so Americans report meditating once a week, which is still a very significant number. So what are the benefits of meditation? Well, there's a whole list. Meditation can reduce stress, relieve headaches, protect your heart, boost your immune system, which has a direct correlation to stress, boost memory, increase IQ by an average of 23 points, increase attention span, decrease physical stress, and promote general well-being. The list seems to go on, and if you'd like to find out more, search Meditation Benefits Scholarly Article or Science of Meditation Benefits Scholarly Article. It's really fascinating the effect it has on your brain. Meditation creates a space within yourself in which you can rest. You can let your guard down. As you meditate more and become more comfortable with the process, this space will become familiar and easier to return to. It is a feeling more than a space, for its dimensions are intangible. It is highly personal and a space which cultivates over time through repetition. For myself, it's like It's like a golden lightness which I feel in my chest and in my head, and yet that description doesn't really do it justice. You will have to meditate and find out for yourself. And once again, to those who do take up meditation or are a seasoned meditator, I am very curious as to your experience with it. Earlier within the definition of meditation, I brought up the idea of focusing on an activity, which is an exercise I won't delve deep into, but is simply put, mindfully performing activities. The act of being very conscious of your body as you move it, taking note of the muscle groups being activated and entering a flow state through motion. And I wanted to make that note before going into other meditation methods because it's a very accessible means of meditation. Anyways, let's move on to the meditation exercises. So there are many ways to meditate, and I shall list a few, and then I shall walk you through two methods. The first and most approachable is walking meditation, which involves walking in a safe environment without any destination in mind. A perfect example is a local park or forest with trails. For those living in the city, any series of sidewalks will suffice. As you walk, shift your focus to lantern focus. This is an overall awareness rather than the concentrated flashlight focus. Lantern focus takes in the whole scene, while flashlight focus hones in on a singular object. As you walk, simply enjoy the day for what it is. Observe the passing and going of everything you encounter, not spending too much time on any one thing. When your mind wanders to a particular thought, brush it aside and return to the present step you are on. Focusing on your footsteps can be a great way to stay present. You can even make a mantra which follows your footsteps, left, right, or 1, 2, 1, 2. This walking exercise is a great way to unwind, get outside, and take in the day. This is a rather mobile exercise, so I will leave you to practice on your own. The next two exercises, however, I will teach you and accompany you through. To begin, find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Traditionally, meditation is done on a meditation pillow, but it is by no means necessary. This first method you may be familiar with. It's called the body scan. Once you are seated, alone, and comfortable, close your eyes. Take a moment to see how you're feeling physically. Are you feeling tension in any specific part of your body? Take note of it, but don't focus on it too hard. Take 10 seconds to simply sit with your eyes closed, doing your best to make your body comfortable. Perhaps this means adjusting your posture or your position on the seat, unclenching your hands, which you can put on your lap. First, we will begin with the head. Take note of the tensions in your face. Is your expression limp and neutral, or are you holding muscles active? Relax your jaw. This may mean opening your mouth as big as you can and then closing it. Now you're going to clench your face as hard as you can for 10 seconds, and this can also mean tensing your neck. I'll count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, relax. Next, your shoulders, arms, and upper back. Once again, take note of any tension and wiggle it out. Stretch your fingers and make circular motions with your wrists. And now, clench your shoulders, back, and arms as hard as you can, like you're flexing for a weight exercise. I'll count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax. Next is the belly. Make sure your belly is relaxed. This may mean puffing it out or moving it back and forth. On my count, flex your abs as hard as you can and begin. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax. Next are the legs, which excludes the feet. A lot of people hold tension in their legs. They are the most active muscles in our body. Where do you hold tension there? In your hips, your calves, your knees? Release any pent-up energy you have in that region by shaking your legs or adjusting where your feet are planted on the ground. On my count, flex your legs as hard as you can, and begin. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax. And finally, the feet. Take a moment to wiggle your toes, slowly twirl your ankles in circular motions. Our feet do a lot of the heavy lifting every day, so let's give them some time to relax. On my count, flex them as hard as you can. It's not common to hear flex and foot in the same sentence, so this looks like curling your toes in, which you will also feel engages your calves. Let's begin. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, relax. So now we've gone down the whole body, but there is one final task within this exercise. Every body part you have engaged thus far, I ask that you flex all of them at once for 15 seconds. And yes, you will look very silly, and that is okay. Take a moment to take note of all the body parts you have flexed. This is a synchronized motion that takes just a little bit more thought. All right, so let's begin. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax. Congratulations, you have just completed a body scan. How do you feel? You should hopefully feel a little bit more relaxed. We hold a lot of stress in our body, and this exercise is a great way to relieve some of that energy. Perhaps you're feeling, for lack of a better term, meditated out, and that is totally okay. These things take time. So if you would like to pause the episode now and return to it later, I understand. But if you're feeling like you've got one more exercise in you, then by all means, keep on listening. The final exercise has two modes. There is a traditional meditation, which I will quickly explain and you can perform on your own. And the other method is guided meditation, which you can listen along to. Traditional meditation, at least by one traditional means, is mantra-based meditation. A mantra is a repeated phrase. In Tibet, there are a multitude of prayers in which one can repeat as a mantra. And upon completing each mantra or prayer, thumb to the next bead and repeat the mantra. This can be done walking as well as sitting, but sitting is preferable for the exercise we are about to perform. Take a moment to focus on your breath. Breath goes in, breath goes out. The mantra I like to say in my head is in while I breathe in and out while I breathe out, and repeat. Mind you, any mantra is acceptable as long as it is repetitive and inherently positive. Another mantra that is nice is on the in-breath saying, I am love, and on the out-breath saying, I am light. But please feel free to make your own. This is a very personal practice. And one more thing. In fact, perhaps the most important part of this whole practice. Meditation is not easy. I speak to you as if this is a skill we are born with. It is in fact the opposite. The act of sitting and doing essentially nothing is incredibly difficult and takes a long time to master. I myself find my mind wandering during many of my sessions. It is important to not judge the impurity of what should in theory be a thoughtless meditation. Rather, notice those thoughts and set them aside. Your brain is incredibly clever. You will find your mind getting meta, reacting to whisking away those thoughts, reacting to nothingness, saying, wow, this is so great. I love nothingness. I love meditation. Yes, set those aside too and return to your mantra. An absence of thought is by no means an acquired skill. As you practice meditation more and more, you will find it easier to put aside the day, the ups and the downs, and just be. So if you feel up to it, set a timer for 5 minutes, preferably with an alarm chime that is not too jarring. 5 minutes is a great place to start, and you can work your way up incrementally as you see fit. For those who wish to participate in the meditation, now is a great time to pause this episode. To those still here, hello. And to those who just returned, welcome back. You should feel a little bit more relaxed. And yes, you may have found it boring. I should have mentioned this before, but you may listen to ambient music while you meditate, although I much prefer the silence or the ambiance of the spot I am meditating in. Before we move on to the final meditation exercise, I'd like to mention another subset of meditation, which is called breath work, in which you focus on your breath without the mantra, the in and the out, but no words, just focusing on the breath. This takes more practice given that there is no verbal stimulation to focus on, but the methodology is essentially the same, minus the mantra. Okay, so you've come this far. We've got some skills under our belt that we can revisit. But there is still one more subset of meditation that I am excited to share with you. And this, I think, is a fun one. Guided meditation is abundant on the internet. YouTube has endless guided meditations, and you can choose which one suits your fancy. Simply search guided meditation and the time duration you want. It really comes down to, do I enjoy listening to them talk? You are not expected to sit through a guided meditation in which the speaker's voice doesn't spark joy, or at least a calming nature. And I suppose the same goes for this upcoming meditation. There are plenty of substitutes that can replace my voice, so if it's not working for you, no obligation to stick with this upcoming exercise. Guided meditation involves sitting somewhere comfortable with your eyes closed and listening. The same act of whisking away intrusive thoughts stays true, although it is much easier when there is subject matter beyond your breath and a simple mantra. So, at your leisure, find a comfortable spot to sit or lie down, close your eyes, and listen. You sit beside a flowing stream on a moss-covered hill under a grand willow tree, the shadows of the drooping leaves dancing on the ground as a gentle breeze flutters by. The day is immaculate, warm. A blue sky overhead basks radiant golden light over the landscape, not a cloud in the sky. Beyond the stream lie rolling hills that go so far as to meet the horizon, green as can be. You think to yourself, as green as Granny Smith apples. You even chuckle at this thought, then delicately place it in the water, watching it swirl to and fro down the stream's pleasant passage. You feel the warmth on your skin, an embrace that is familiar, like being held by someone you love. And when you breathe in, an aroma like gentle lavender. And are those notes of ivory soap? Either way, it smells wonderful. But once again, you let that thought meander down the stream, an abstraction so clear and so tangible that in that moment, you wave goodbye to it. This is a place in which time does not exist. To be here is simply to be, to enjoy, to relax, to take in the simple beauty that is nature. You look up, the willow tree's deep forest of branches sway in a lovely rhythm, light peeking through in unison with the movements, then returning to shadow. Nature's dance is truly freeform, following the breath of the wind, the circles of the sun. You stand up, placing a hand on the tree, and for a moment you feel a gentle heartbeat. In fact, you do feel a heartbeat. The willow tree is alive. You are alive. What a gift. You can come here as often as you like, says the willow tree softly, and then returns to its dance. You return to the stream and see that upriver a series of thoughts trickle down the aquatic avenue. They don't seem to be in any rush, especially given here that time doesn't exist. Notice these thoughts, says the willow tree, but do not latch on to them. Watch them with grace, non-judgment. Let them pass. And they do. These thoughts are of all shapes and dispositions. A happy memory twinkles by. You smile as it gleams through the water, clear as glass. A sad memory putters along, struggling to swim. The greatest lesson is to learn what has been, to let be, says the willow tree. And that memory passes too, and you are okay. We will not always have sunny skies, but we sure can enjoy the ones we do have, says the willow tree. And you sit once again, your attention slowing to an ambient hum. The day is warm and blue and perfect. But you have a life to live, loved ones to talk to, projects to work on, creativity to feed, passions to indulge in. You stand up and look to the willow tree to speak, but she is quite insightful. Thank you so much for coming, and remember, anytime you like, you can come back. We will all be here. And before you can say thank you, the meditation is over. Now, before I sign off, I want to provide some books if you'd like to take your research and insight further. These books will additionally be in the description, so don't worry if you don't catch the exact titles. First is The Relaxation Response by Herbert Henson, This book was written in 1975 when meditation really took off in the United States. Next up is How to Meditate by Pema Chodron. Pretty self-explanatory. The next book is Journey of Awakening by Ram Dass, a great light read into how we think, how we meditate, and how to live a more relaxed life. It also provides an extensive amount of local meditation centers you can go to in the United States. And finally, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz and Janet Mills, a book about how to live honestly, spiritually, and peacefully. Thank you all for listening. This episode was a joy to write and to produce. Please stay tuned for new episodes.